Monday, December 30th, you've been in the house for a few days. You want a place for people to sort of spread out. The High Museum of Art is offering free admission all day.
A gift to us from the High.
Exactly. The High is also hosting other special holiday events this week and next. There is storytelling by the raconteurs of the Wren's Nest. And that's associated with the Jerry Pinkney exhibit. Also, tomorrow through Monday, art making for families.
How do you think we should spend New Year's Eve?
The largest New Year's Eve celebration in the Southeast is right here in town at Underground Atlanta every year, the Peach Drop. Events actually begin at 11 o'clock that morning on the 31st. Underground Atlanta will be filled with carnival rides, face painting, music, street performers, festival food. And of course, that 800-pound peach will begin its descent just before the clock strikes midnight. So that is next Tuesday, December 31st at Underground Atlanta downtown. Of course, there are many, many ticketed holiday parties at restaurants and clubs around town. And one I did want to mention is at Park Tavern in Piedmont Park, simply because they're featuring Who's Bad, the Michael Jackson tribute band, for its New Year's Eve bash.
Are gloves required?
Just one.
That's what I figured.
So Who's Bad is, of course, like the ultimate Michael Jackson cover band. And I don't know what Elvis fans will say about this, but it bills itself as being an unrivaled celebration of pop music's one true king. Also, at the Park Tavern's New Year's Eve celebration, there's going to be a DJ, drinks, midnight buffet, champagne toast, all that kind of thing. And you can check their website for tickets.
Who's Bad?
In other music news on New Year's Eve, of course, it's always a great time for Georgia bands to come back and play homecoming shows, and there are a whole bunch going on around town that night. But the one I wanted to mention is not playing a stadium to hundreds of fans. They're actually playing to dozens of fans in a divey bar. I'm talking about the garage rock band The Black Lips, who are playing the Drunken Unicorn on New Year's Eve. This is going to be a really special show for them right back here in Atlanta. And the Subsonics are opening up for them, another indie garage rock band that actually got their start in the early 90s. It's just going to be a spectacular show.
Ice at this time of year is not just reserved for drinks.
That's right. There are a number of places around town where you can go to do a little ice skating. The Southwest Rink at Park Tavern. Through January 6th, they're going to be open from 11 a.m. till midnight.
Wow, skate the day away.
And then Centennial Olympic Park, the ice rink there, features holiday music and is open until January 27th. But that's not all. Skate Atlantic Station is a 10,000-square-foot rink open through February. And finally, the Astor Holiday Skating Rink at the St. Regis Atlanta features holiday music, hot cocoa, and s'mores, and is open through January 5th.